Fiat. June 12, 1938. The truth, bare of divine seeds. How the knowledges form new divine lives. Requital of glory that the soul will receive in heaven. The creature who lives abandoned in the arms of Jesus is his favorite one. Emma was back into the divine volition. Its immensity is such that while I am inside its sea, wanting to embrace all its acts, but I haven't finished yet, for it would take centuries, and it would still not be enough to embrace all of its acts. It seems to my littleness that I go back to the divine will while I'm actually in it. So, while I was wandering within the Fiat, my sweet Jesus, who feels the need of love to speak of where the soul can reach, who wants to live in his will, told me, "My blessed daughter, it is only when I speak about my divine will that my love is appeased. It cools down in its restlessness. It calms down in its delirium. In my word and in my truths, which it manifests about my will, it finds sweet rest because it sees itself taking its place in the creatures in order to be loved back, and my will forming its life in them. It is necessary to manifest the qualities and the goods contained in my will in order to attract, enchant, and captivate the creatures to live in it. Otherwise, they won't move. Now, you must know that each knowledge I manifest and each act done in my volition with the cortege of the knowledge I have manifested is a divine seed that the soul acquires. This seed will produce new divine science, and oh, how well will she be able to speak of the language of her Creator. Each truth will be a new celestial language, which will have the virtue of making itself understood by those who listen to it and want to receive this divine seed. This seed will produce a new life of sanctity, new love, new goodness, new joys and happiness. This seed of my truths will be as many divine properties that the soul will acquire. Now, the glory we receive when the soul operates in our will is such that we communicate it to all the blessed. You must know that as many as are the divine seeds which the soul acquires by virtue of the knowledges on my fiat, so many more degrees of our knowledge and glory will we extend to her when, having finished her life down here, she will come to our celestial fatherland. To each knowledge acquired on earth will correspond a twofold knowledge of our Supreme Being in our celestial dwelling, and to each divine seed she has acquired, a degree of glory, of joy, and of happiness. Hence, the happiness, the joy, and the glory of the blessed will be in proportion of how much they have known us. This is how it is between us and the blessed. Imagine a man who has not studied the different languages. In hearing them being spoken, he will not understand a thing. Not only this, but they will not be able to employ him in a position of teacher to teach the various languages so that he can earn a higher salary. Therefore, he will have to content himself with teaching the little he knows and earn little money. The same with us. If creatures do not know us on earth, they won't make enough room in their souls to be able to receive all our joys and happinesses. And even if we want to give them, they won't enter into them, and they will understand nothing. Therefore, the glory of the blessed will correspond to how many acts of the will they have done in our divine will. The glory of the joy will be higher the more knowledge they have acquired. One knowledge more will make that blessed ascend to such height as to astound the whole celestial court, because each additional knowledge is a new divine life that the soul acquires, which possesses infinite goods and joys. Do you think it is trivial that the soul can possess many new divine lives of ours as their own property? And what will we not give of joy, happiness, and love in return for these, our new divine lives, which he possesses as their own property? Therefore, we long for our children, who will live in our will, to make ourselves known on earth, because our volition will act as teacher to teach them the new sciences of their Creator, and will make them beautiful, wise, holy, noble, according to the knowledges acquired. We await them in our celestial court to inundate them with their new joys, beauties, and happiness, which we haven't been able to give until now. And since in heaven all the blessed are bound together as family, loving one another with perfect love, they will participate in the glory and joy of these children, not as direct joy and glory, but in an indirect way, by virtue of the bond of union and love among themselves. This is why our Supreme Being awaits with eagerness these children of our will, to make itself known on earth and then unleash from the depth of our divine womb new and everlasting joys and happiness, because the creature who lives in it has acquired the infinite in her acts and the joys that will never be exhausted. Then he added, but with unspeakable tenderness, "My good daughter, I love creatures very much, but I feel more drawn to love, captivated and conquered by the soul who lives abandoned in my arms, as if she had no one in the world but her Jesus alone. She trusts me only. And if she is offered other kinds of support, she refuses them, to have only the support of her Jesus, who holds her tightly in his arms, defending her and taking care of her completely. These are the souls I love very, very much, my favorite ones, whom I surround with my divine power. I form around them the wall of my love, and woe to those who touch them. My love will know how to defend them, and my power will know how to knock down those who want to upset them. The souls abandoned in me live only of me, and I of them, as if we lived of one single breath and of one single love. And if any human support comes up to them, they look to see whether I am present in that support. And if I'm not, they run away to find refuge in my arms. Only these are the souls I can trust, confide to them my secrets, and lean on them myself. I am certain that they won't go out of my will, because they're always with me. On the other hand, those who do not live completely abandoned in me run away from my arms, do not refuse human supports, but rather they enjoy them. They are inconstant. One moment they look for me, another for creatures. They are forced to feel the disillusion from creatures, which open deep gashes in their souls. They feel the earth in their hearts, and my will is life is far away from them. Oh, if they abandoned themselves in my arms, the earth would disappear for them. They would not bother about anyone because I alone am enough for all. I love so much the creature who lives abandoned in my arms that I manifest to her my greatest excesses of love. My finesses of love, my caresses are for them. I reach the point of inventing new stratagems of love in order to keep them occupied and all identified within my love. Therefore, live alone, abandoned in my arms. And in all things, you will find your Jesus defending you, helping you, and sustaining you.